Welcome to Storytime Explorers, a podcast full of stories, imagination, and growing hearts and minds. Let's go on an adventure together. Are you ready?
One, two, three. Come explore with me.
Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This story is all about something lots of kids do, going to the doctor for a checkup. You might feel curious about what's going to happen. That's how Leo the lion feels today. Let's go to the doctor with Leo. It's time for his checkup. Leo has been here before, but every visit feels a little different. He and his grown-up walk into the doctor's office. The waiting room has chairs and books. On the wall, there are three bright orange fish swimming through little bubbles and one big purple octopus with wiggly arms. Leo wiggles his arms like an octopus and swooshes side to side. He's about to twirl again when, Leo! He hears his name. That means it's his turn. Leo feels nervous. He holds his grown-up's paw a little tighter. His tummy feels fluttery. He starts to wonder, will it be like last time? Will there be something new? A friendly nurse leads them to a quiet room. She smiles and asks Leo a few questions, like how he's feeling and what he had for breakfast. Leo answers quietly, peeking around the room. She checks how Leo is growing, takes his heart rate, and gives his arm a gentle squeeze with the blood pressure cuff. Beep! All done. After a few minutes, the nurse says, "The doctor will be in soon," and waves as she gently closes the door. Now it's quiet. Leo looks around the room. On the counter, he spots something shiny, a little ear flashlight. His eyes brighten. That looks just like the one he uses when he plays doctor at home. He remembers lining up all his stuffed animals. He checked their ears and looked in their mouths. Say, ah! He listened to their hearts. Lub dub, lub dub. He even gave pretend shots with a big hug after each one. Leo smiles a little. His shoulders relax. He takes a deep breath. He still feels a little nervous, but he also remembers. I know some of this. I've practiced before. Knock, knock. The door opens slowly. Hi, Leo, says the doctor with a warm smile. I'm so happy to see you today. She washes her hands at the sink, then turns and sits on the little spinning stool. Leo looks down for a moment. He feels a little nervous again. Then the doctor smiles and says, "Would you like to help me today?" Leo thinks for a moment. He does like to help, and he does know how to be a doctor. He's practiced a lot. He nods, "Yes." The doctor picks up a shiny blue stethoscope and asks, "Do you know where your heart is?" Leo touches his chest. He knows, because he plays doctor at home all the time. He presses the round part gently to the doctor's chest. Lub dub, lub dub. He smiles. Then the doctor places it gently on Leo's chest. Let's listen to your heart. And now your lungs. She moves the stethoscope and says, take a deep breath in and out. Leo breathes slowly, in and out. Clear lungs, she says. Next, she picks up the shiny ear flashlight, the one Leo spotted earlier. This is an otoscope. It helps me peek in your ears, she says. She shines it on her hand first, then passes it to Leo. It feels heavier than his flashlight at home. The doctor checks in one ear, then the other. All clear, the doctor says with a smile. Then she checks a few more things, like his eyes, stomach, and how his muscles move. She talks Leo through each part, and he even gets to practice a little too. It's a full checkup, from his mane to his tail. The doctor smiles. You're growing well and staying healthy. Then she adds calmly, there's just one more thing. The nurse will be in soon to give your vaccine. Leo's body stills. He looks at his grown-up. That fluttery feeling comes back. When the nurse returns, she has a small tray. It might feel like a quick pinch, she says softly, but it helps your body stay strong. Leo climbs onto the table. His grown-up is close and holds his paw. He takes a breath. Then, a tiny poke. Ow, says Leo. It hurts, just for a moment. Tears fill his eyes. His grown-up pulls him in for a big hug. The nurse smiles. All done. Good job. She puts a small bandage on and hands him a sticker. Leo hops down from the table. He holds his sticker in one paw and his grown-up's paw in the other. As they walk out of the office, his grown-up says, You are so brave. Leo smiles again. That checkup, it was just like when he practiced at home. The end. Sometimes, when you go to the doctor, you might feel a little nervous, and that's okay. The doctor might let you help. You can listen, ask questions, and learn all about your growing body. And it might even be fun to practice at home too, just like Leo. A checkup is one way we take care of ourselves, and being brave can look just like that. Thanks for listening to Storytime Explorers today. Until next time, keep being kind and stay curious.